Gene Autry with his theme song. You know, actually, a lot of famous people in sports have their own theme songs. For instance, there's Carousing, Wild Driving, Leon Spinks, the former heavyweight boxing champion. Spinks' theme song is... Tagline. In fact, even the L.A. Dodgers' Tom Lasorda has his own theme song. How do you do? I'm Jim Healy on KLAC Los Angeles, brought to you by Datsun, where you'll find 12.7 annual percentage rate financing on all new trucks at your participating California Datsun dealer. Buy Texaco, makers of Haviland Motor Oil and other top quality automotive products. Buy Great Western Savings, over 200 locations, a new brand of banking. Dateline, Metro Media Square.
Okay.
Now, that fella must have read my mail.
Yeah, he did.
Reason. In the mail today, I got confirmation that I'll have a coveted spot in the Dodger Stadium press box for all National League Championship and World Series games that are played in Dodger Stadium, which is really thrilling news.
Okay.
Tagline. Did you get the impression that fella doesn't expect the Dodgers to make it?
Yeah, I did.
I wonder why. Headline, Matt from Media Square. Program reminder, nightly on KLAC. We also air at 4:30 and 6:30 p.m. Headline, Los Angeles. Results, last night's Dodgers versus Angels television warfare. Angels, KC, and Dodgers Atlanta were both shown on live local TV, and the ratings winner was the Dodgers. The Dodgers with a blockbuster 23.3 rating and 39% audience share. Hang on. Actually, the Angels got a nifty number themselves, a 20.2 rating and 35% share. Stay tuned for the translation. Headline, Los Angeles, follow-up translation. In Greater Los Angeles last night, the Dodger telecast drew an awesome audience of 1,680,000 TV viewers. Hang on. Angels weren't bad either, with 1,460,000 TV viewers, Greater Los Angeles area alone. Stay tuned. Dateline, Los Angeles, last night's final TV comparison. However, for just the 1 hour and 15 minutes that the two telecasts went head-to-head from 7:30 to 8:45 p.m., the Angels won the TV warfare.
Oh, that's a bunch of bull.
Make them up, Pally. Tagline. Head-to-head, Angels had 1,330,000 TV viewers. The Dodgers had only 1,260,000 TV viewers. Did the Dodgers choke again? Headline, Englewood. Confidential tip to turf riders. Is it true? Hollywood Park is screening a public address announcer to replace Harry Henson, who's been at Hollywood Park about a quarter century. Headline, that Holly Park has close to a dozen applicants for the combined job of calling both the thoroughbreds and night harness races. Stay tuned. Headline, Englewood, confidential follow-up. Is it true? One of the applicants to replace Harry Henson as the voice of Hollywood Park is Henson's own son, his own son.
You talk about chicken
shit. Headline, Washington, D.C., important court preview. Key hearing next Monday before a federal judge on the pro football player's plea to be freed from an NFL contract clause that would prohibit them from playing in their union's proposed all-star game.
Jim Healy, you've got a horse at it.
Why'd he say that? Dateline, Metro Media Square, follow-up comment. inasmuch as the players, Union is a legal underdog to get the judge's permission Monday, inasmuch as the Players Union has scheduled its first All-Star game 1 week from this Sunday, October 10. Would this be a good guess on the strike?
Yeah.
Wait a minute, you haven't heard my guess yet. Here's the guess. The Players Union expects the strike to be settled by October 7, 1 week from today, for regular NFL games to resume on October 10. That would be 1 week from Sunday.
Okay.
I'm not boring, am I? Stay tuned. Headline, Honolulu, Hawaii, for the record. The sports powerful ABC television network, with all its promotion, with all its cross plugs, and with all the NFL's publicity and promotion, with the finest all-star game in football, that is the Pro Bowl, every January, ABC still gets very marginal TV ratings. Follow that?
Yeah, I did.
Oh, good. Then stay tuned. Headline, Metro Media Square. Follow up, Kevin. So even if the NFL Players Union gets an okay from the judge to play its would-be series, a whole series of these Mickey Mouse All-Star games on Ted Turner's cable TV network, who the hell would pay to see them in person or even watch them on Mickey Mouse cable TV?
Jim Healy, you've got a horse at it.
Headline, Dodger Stadium TV critique. Anyone else find last night's Dodger Atlanta baseball telecast with Channel 11 here just picking up the Atlanta television picture that it didn't have enough close-up shots?
Yeah, I did.
Well, good for you. You're very observant. I mean, you talk about wide shots.
You talk about chicken sh**.
Headline, New York City, small-time double talk of the week. From the New York baseball Mets, after firing ex-Major League pitcher Jack Aker as manager of their Tidewater AAA farm club, the Mets said, Jack has done a fine job.
Oh, that's a bunch
now,
of
please, let me finish. Continuing to quote, but after 8 years, we felt it was in Jack's best interest, to seek new challenges in another major league organization, end quote. Come on. You talk about hypocritical.
You talk about chicken s***.
Headline, Dodger Stadium, offbeat quiz time. Last night, Fernando Valenzuela failed to become a 20-game winner, but today, Fernando got a much more important reward. Here's a hint. Did you guess Valenzuela's wife had a baby today?
Yeah, I did.
Good thinking. I was afraid you'd guess Fernando had the baby.
Jim Healy, you've got a horse attitude.
Headline, Metro Media Square, Private Snoop Report. Tom Lasorda, manager of the L.A. Dodgers, also known as the L.A. Chokers, dropped by KLAC to record some commercials for one of the sponsors of the L.A. Basketball Laker broadcast. Tom does their commercials. Headline. Just as he often winds himself into a frenzy during interview sessions, Lasorda builds speed and momentum when reading a commercial. Final time. Got so the producer had to slow him down. Tom was reading a 60-second commercial in just 45 seconds.
Oh, that's a bunch of bull.
I bull you, Pally. Conclusion. Tom Lasorda certainly does not choke when he's doing a commercial. Headline, Washington, D.C., late pro football strike update. Owners and players' reps went into the second floor suite of a Washington, D.C. hotel 10 minutes after 1 this afternoon, promising to go around the clock if need be.
A wonderful.
Headline, Los Angeles, tonight's rarity of rarities department. I heard today from the L.A. Pro Football Raiders, who reportedly don't even have a press agent.
Oh, that's a bunch of bull.
I bull you not, Pally. I guess they use all their really talented people in their ticket department.
Jim Healy, you've got a horse at it.
You talk about chicken
Stay tuned. Headline, Los Angeles, follow-up message from the L.A. Raiders. It turned out to be a mimeographed press release on huge 8.5 by 14 paper. The release was long and laborious and was continued on the entire back side of the page.
You talk about chicken
Now, wait a minute. You can't blame old Al for saving a buck, can you?
Yeah, I did.
Well, that's close enough. Stay tuned. Dateline, Los Angeles, last ad, L.A. Raider press release. At the top, it said, mailed Monday, September 26th. Tagline. Yet the postmark on the envelope said September 28th. 28. Is Al Davis, the Prince of Paranoia, trying to throw the news media off the track there? Final fact. By the way, the Raiders must go by a different calendar than the rest of us. Their release says, mailed Monday, September 26. September 26 was Sunday.
Jim Healy, you've got a horse attitude.
Headline, Metro Media Square, State Preview. Tomorrow morning, Sacramento TV columnist Peter Anderson is still on Howard Cosell. Example, columnist says he is particularly amused by the way Howard drops the names of famous people he allegedly had lunch with. Final tag, the scribe answer. I remember the night Cosell was delivering a stirring tribute to the great racehorse, Secretariat. I was hoping Frank Gifford would say, and did you have lunch with him today, too, Howard?
Jim Healy, you've got a horse attitude.
You're getting very repetitious. Our morning report, 6:30, 7:30, 8:30. Dateline, Washington, D.C. Update, pro football bargaining talks. Owners and players recess mid-afternoon today for a brief caucus, then went right back to the bargaining table.
Okay.
Stay tuned. Dateline, New York City. Follow-up NFL strike situation. About noon today, NFL New York had officially called off this coming weekend's game. Yes, it wasn't much of a shock, was it?
No.
Dateline, Dodger Stadium, for the record. Here last night, it was reported that the most slump-ridden of the slump-ridden L.A. Dodger mighty swatters was the Penguin himself, Ron Say. During the losing streak before last night, Say was hitting just 105 with no runs batted in. Hang on. Then last night, the Penguin dropped below a 100 average in the streak that hasn't seen the Dodgers or Chokers win a game in almost 2 weeks. Ron Say last night went 0 for 4. Headline, New York City TV critique. Lot of complaints about Brian Gumbel's replacement on NBC TV Sunday Pro Football Show. Notice that?
Yeah, I did.
Reason. Some people complain the new guy, Len Berman, doesn't make as good an appearance as Brian Gumbel. Also, doesn't have Brian's quick, enthusiastic delivery. In fact, he doesn't have Brent Musburger's quick, enthusiastic delivery, but this new guy, Len Berman, has sort of a know-it-all arrogance that seeps through with him. Like if Len Berman plays his cards right, he might be the Howard Cosell of the 1990s. Headline, Metro Media Square, follow-up Len Berman. A sportscaster whom I assume is his younger brother, Chris Berman, works for ESPN Cable TV. He's the clown who hangs all the corny nicknames on ballplayers when he narrates the baseball highlights. You've heard me mention him before.
Yeah, I did.
Oh, very good. Stay tuned. Dateline, Metro Media Square. Follow-up examples, cornball Chris Berman. To him, the Houston Astros' Jose Cruz is... Jose, can you see Cruz? Minnesota's Gary Ward is Gary Hospital Ward. Then there's Philly catcher Bo Diaz, who becomes Bo Buenos Diaz. And finally, you know, the Philly second baseman, Manny Trio.
Yeah, I did. What?
Yeah, you do. Well, he becomes Manny Kingston Trio.
Jim Healy, you've got a weak show.
Hey, it's not my shtick. Dateline, Dodger Stadium. Tonight's only second guess. Why didn't Tom Lasorda have the squeeze on, bases loaded, only one out, 3-3 tie, bottom of the ninth inning last night? Instead, Steve Sachs hit away, was out. The Dodgers failed to score and eventually lost. Tagline. Lasorda's strategy can really be questioned.
You talk about chicken s***.
Final time. Sure, I know there's a force at the plate. Force, but how much time does that really save a catcher, the force, over a quick tag? Especially with an excellent bunter like Steve Sachs and on slow, natural grass, I seriously question what Lasorda did.
You talk about chicken s***.
Deadline, Washington, D.C. Best hint. Best hint on the end of the Pro Football Player's strike. Did Commissioner Pete Rozelle give it away this afternoon in a corridor at Washington, D.C. when he said the strike could wipe out two full weekends, but the entire season could still be played? Reason, Pete said one weekend could be made up by scratching the wild card playoff games, Jan. 2 of next year. A second weekend could be made up with the open Sunday before the Super Bowl. Translation, Rozelle seemed to let the cat out of the bag that the hoped-for end of the strike, hoped-for, is mid-next week. Dateline, Anaheim, L.A. Ram Alumni Association report. The Rams' assistant publicity director, Gino Effler, leaves next week to take the head PR job, Oakland, New United States Football League. Still another member of the vast alumni organization from Madame Rams. Hey, I goofed that a little. Did you notice that?
Yeah, I did.
I didn't know whether to say Madame Rams Stable or Madame Ram Tech. You like either one of them?
Yeah, I did.
Well, which one? Which one? Running late. Dateline, Inglewood, tip to horse players. Is it true? Holly Park Harness printed too many free bingo tickets with too many very common mutual playoff numbers on them, too many very common mutual payoff numbers on them for their new free game started last night. Result, there were reportedly hundreds of winners at 100 zops apiece, cost of tens of thousands of dollars to the... Dateline, Washington, D.C. Late update, Pro Football Players strike. Owners and player reps were still at the bargaining table late into the evening tonight. Maybe a good sign.
Yeah, maybe.
Dateline, Rockford, Illinois. Tonight's saddest news. Chicago Bears Hall of Fame Pro Football middle linebacker Bill George was killed late this afternoon, a three-car accident in Rockford, Illinois. Tagline, police say George apparently did not stop at a stop sign before going into an intersection. Bill George dead at 51. Afterthought, ironically, and this is just off the top of my head because the story just cleared, but I believe, I'm almost certain, Bill George wore number 51 in his Hall of Fame playing days with the Bears, and he dies at age 51. Stay tuned. Headline, Chicago, flashback. It was more than 20 years ago, famous incident in L.A. Ram history, very early 60s. The day back in Chicago, the Rams lost to the Bears, and Rams head coach Bob Waterfield complained afterwards it was because Bears middle linebacker Bill George had illegally jammed the Ram quarterback signals. Translation, across the line on defense, George was yelling, hut, 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 hut. At the same time the Ram quarterback was, it caused terrible timing because the Ram players didn't know which voice to follow on the snap count. Stay tuned. Dateline, Chicago. Last ad, Bill George jamming signals. L.A. Ram coach Bob Waterfield was hotly quoted in all the papers afterwards saying, who's the commissioner of this league? George Halas, the Bear coach, or Pete Rozelle? Dateline. Next day, Rozelle placed a call from his New York office to the LA Rams Los Angeles office. Pete said, tell Bob that I'm the commissioner, and that information is going to cost him exactly $5,000.
Hi, this is Bob.
Headline, Dodger Stadium. Surprising thing about the L.A. Dodgers' great choke, few have blamed manager Tom Lasorda.
Oh, that's a bunch of bull.
No, it isn't. In fact, show me a person who doesn't like Tom Lasorda, and I'll show you 3.5 million Dodger fans. Hang on. You may not realize it, but Tom Lasorda has helped a lot of people. Of course, so has Preparation H.
Jim Healy, you're a first class.
Final tag. However, in wrapping it up tonight, I would like to say something really nice about Tom Lasorda. Anybody got any suggestions? That's the sports picture, the complete sports story right up to the moment, brought to you by Datsun, where you'll find 12.7 annual percentage rate financing on all new trucks at your participating California Datsun dealer. You like those Lasorda lines?
You talk about chicken s***.
By Texaco, makers of Haviland Motor Oil and other top quality automotive products by Great Western Savings. Over 200 locations, a new brand of banking. Jim Healy, good night.
Now, folks, Jim Healy knows that I am his biggest fan. I listen to the show, the 15-minute sports show every night.
That's a bunch of
you
bull.
Tell me it's a bunch of bull. How about 24 minutes today? But not once. Not
you talk about chicken shit.
That's exactly what I was going to say. He didn't mention one golf story in there. He knows what a golf addict is. What did you say again? What did you call that?
You talk about chicken shit.
Exactly. All right, let's go down.